My name is Molly, and I'm a political science major at Kent State University. Kent State has these core values, kindness, respect, and purpose in all we do. Ever since I was old enough to understand the legal system, I've wanted to help serve justice, and I would like to be a prosecutor for the city of Cleveland and then hopefully move up to the county in the Justice Center downtown. Kindness and respect go a long way. As a prosecutor, you have to be kind to all parties of the courtroom to truly help everybody involved.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome back to the Goons Podcast. There's a new Among Us map today, and none of us give a hot damn about that map. Nobody cares.
When
the podcast is sus.
The podcast, yes, the podcast is not sus. We are not vented. We're sitting in chairs talking.
Dude, I'm electrical. I'm about to vent out of this conversation.
And I'm about to vent everything you say to me. Among Us. What an intro. Lots of noises.
In the first minute now. First 30 seconds.
Maybe not. We don't know.
Oh, yeah.
We don't know for sure. We'll find out. If this goes yellow, then, you know.
Podcast, baby.
This podcast is.
And. Podcast.
All right, this is going to go yellow.
We don't make any money from it anyway, so who gives a
fuck? Yeah, you know the difference?
We're just taking money from McNasty at this point.
Yeah. Screw you guys.
God dang it, freaking idiots, dude.
That sounds so weird coming out of Soup's mouth.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Freak
at
you.
All.
Freaking
that sounds
idiot.
Weird.
Frick
coming
off,
in
dude.
Soup's mouth.
I want to come in a dog.
You should keep that to yourself.
Absolutely not. I want to talk world.
Yeah, you do
so,
say that.
So, how are you guys doing today?
You've directly referenced clapping dog cheeks on a busy highway.
How are you guys doing today?
McNasty, what do you want?
You do
talk about
dogs.
You guys are talking about clapping dog cheeks, and I'm just trying to, like,
are you guys trying to have an intervention with me? Like, listen, I'm not ashamed. Like, you're supposed to have an intervention with someone who gives a fuck. I want to fuck a dog, and that's the end of the story. I know it's wrong. I don't care.
Is Rebel, like, okay with that, or...
They don't need to give consent, I don't think.
Let's change the topic.
No, I don't think animals... All right, anyway.
Well, I mean, if they're flailing around and screaming...
Okay.
That kind of means no in dog. Like a general nature's term for no. Stop.
They don't flail around and scream when I get them fried.
Don't finish your sentence.
I guess if she just, like, stuff peanut butter in their mouth, they won't even pay attention.
Oh, God.
Why?
I'm gonna say it was a dog.
Okay. I just have to give you a spoon of peanut butter and go to town on
you
your
You can
ass.
Do whatever you want to me, dude. Give me one spoon.
Yeah, but it's gonna be a
butter.
Spoon of PB Fit, the powdered shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotta keep my calories down while you fucking.
Oh, God, that would be so bad in your mouth. I'd be like eating like.
Just the pure
powder.
Dust.
I thought you meant fucking dude's ass would be bad. You're worried about the peanut butter.
Oh, no, that'd be great.
Ain't peanut nobody believing that. Yeah, no, my ass is great.
Your mouth and your ass will be completely dry.
What?
Man, people really listen to this.
Yeah, what the hell? This is the worst intro. Oh my God.
So how are you guys doing?
This is so shit.
We haven't talked to each other in like a week, and this
I was
is
doing
first
fine until I sat down and talked to you guys. My day has just been ruined.
So how are you guys doing?
Omegle. I made a whole Omegle without seeing one cock. So I'm doing
Did you
great.
Really?
Yes, what? First time ever.
Eyes closed,
sorry for your loss.
Yeah, it was real depressing. Like,
yeah, that's dude's last Omegle video. Now he's never coming back.
Yeah, what am I getting out of it now? Nothing.
Omegle has changed.
Make Omegle great again.
Okay, maybe not.
You should make little red hats with that on it. It would catch on.
With little penises, little penis logos.
Yeah, little flaccid dicks hanging off the front.
Yummy spaghetti.
Well, right. how are you doing, McNasty? Since you were so curious how everyone else is doing, you okay? You trying
I'm
to bring something
good.
Up?
I'm doing no. I literally asked how you guys were doing. I literally said how you guys were doing. Yeah, I didn't say anything.
We all know what that means. You have something you want to tell us?
Yeah, go ahead. What kind of?
I was trying to change the subject from fucking dog rape.
You're
okay,
like a
give
little
me a break.
Fucking kid trying to get attention from their parents. What is?
You guys were
it,
talking about
nasty?
Fucking dogs.
Yeah,
I'm buying a new guitar. He actually did. He did.
Are you bought another
I did
guitar?
Buy a new guitar. Yeah, he's trying to get me to buy it too, and I might.
What'd you
I'm
buy?
Going to.
Tell the viewers.
It's a headless guitar.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I got it. A headless YouTuber. Am I right, boys? Aha, yeah.
You're wrong.
Yeah. No, but yeah, it's from this really obscure random brand on Amazon, but it's like,
Amazon.
What was it, like $320? And it's literally built and plays like a $1,000 guitar.
How do you know this? Do you have it already?
Because I have it.
Oh, I didn't know if you already got it.
Well, it got suggested to me on like the front page of Amazon, and I read all the reviews, and there was like videos of people playing, and everybody was saying like this guitar is just like has like stainless steel frets, like it's just like built really well.
You probably
and I was
bought
like,
it from a fucking sweatshop, dude. They're probably getting
whipped
it's to build from that China. Guitar for like 3 cents.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's you're shredding China. On slave tears, essentially.
It was built.
Children cried while they made that guitar, dude.
Well, the thing that's weird is on Amazon, like it said that. Well, I think the main guy like designed it in like Missouri.
The master.
The person I think his name's like Tom. Well, I did like a lot of research on it. I think his name's like Tom or something, and he like built master it in Missouri. And, like, but they ship out from China.
Tom.
Fuck! It's so hard to talk with you guys around. I'm like trying to like explain. Oh God. Oh my God. I'm going to start doing a podcast with my mom and dad.
You know what's great about Amazon, dude? I saw a fucking Amazon commercial on TV and it was like, the first thing they said was like, you don't actually have to piss into a bottle to work at Amazon. And it's like, how is that your fucking first line? You guys
I
definitely want to get that job. I don't have to piss in a bottle. Sounds great. I would love to work there, actually.
Because all my previous jobs, I had to piss into bottles. Finally, a job for me.
You don't actually have to piss in a bottle.
Wow, thank fucking God. I should go work at Amazon now.
Thank death.
That can't be real.
I thought that was so funny that was the opening line in their commercial.
The bar is so low these days, huh?
Right? Is that how you get people to come work for you?
Dude, that just like, it makes me think that like, you ever see like a movie or like a show or something where there's just like a corporation that's just like a massive thing that just takes over like the world and like everybody's working for that corporation? It's kind of what Amazon feels like it's turning into. Shut the fuck up! Let me talk! Stop! I feel like a daycare teacher right now.
It's not that you're saying anything dumb. It's just that like you usually start your intellectual statement with something fucking retarded. Like, you ever seen a TV show?
Yeah. That's not,
that wasn't the that. Oh my God.
We know, Nasty. We know that wasn't the point.
There's a comma, not a period.
Oh
there.
Oh my God. I hate the goon so much. I have a knife right here. I'm about to just end it. I'm about to just fucking let it go.
Boys, we get the revenue now.
Finally.
We just needed McNasty to kill himself.
We're making less than the people made to make McNasty's recent guitar.
That's true.
Absolutely nothing.
Master supporting another master. What's better than this?
My best friend Tom made this guitar. You guys should go check it out.
Made him on the plantation.
Bought a few people from
guitar plantation where they grow
really
guitars.
Nice. Just got a lot of friends that just work for absolutely for free for him. They're just really
they're
nice.
They're all
people.
Different skin colors from me. It's crazy.
I don't know. I feel like we're all pretty same tone. I'm pretty white.
Pretty same tone.
Pretty same tone. This guy. This fucking guy. This guy. Taking all of our money.
We should rise
we
up.
We love you,
McNasty. We should rise up.
You know what, boys? We should start a goons union and not invite McNasty to the goons union. I want dental from you.
Okay, if you guys want
union means going on strike, and he's the one that doesn't show up to work most of the time.
Wow, this is just a roasting me podcast. All right, cool.
Sorry, that's a good title.
So how are you guys doing?
Great. Now,
good.
What do you want to talk about, McNasty? Go ahead.
I don't know. I don't know. At first it was dog rape. Now it's just roasting me. So I'm just trying to move on to something else here.
I do have a topic. Are you guys keen on the topic?
Oh my God, the topic. Holy shit.
All right, let's back the attitude up a little bit.
Oh, but you can have attitude with me. There's no problem.
We don't spend a week together and we just fucking hate each other when we come back.
Like a fucking group of brothers.
Actually,
that just fight
dude's
all the
only one that hasn't been around, really. Everybody, we've all been doing shit.
Yeah. And
fuck all y'all.
Yeah, you know what? Go look at not dick on Omegle. That's even worse than looking at dick on Omegle.
I know.
What if you got on Omegle one day and there's just like nothing but pussy and like ass and tits?
Just getting off. Not.
Would you like
start
jerking off? Would you completely forget about your guitar and just start beating off?
He's getting off.
No. Well, there's no content there. It's nothing for me.
Yeah, but
there's
you can
no
like
arousal.
Come.
There's no.
You know, come be like, oh, I'm going
to
come
to
you.
To a woman?
Nasty. You know porn is free, right? You don't need to wait for someone on Omegle
to
show you their 240p cooter.
Blarg, tell that to all the dudes jacking off on that website hoping to see just like even just the slightest bit of cleavage
sliver
on that
of
website.
Coochie. Just a sliver
just like,
of coochie.
The outline
it's
of a titty
so
under a
sad.
Shirt.
Yeah, like I don't know what the hell those men are doing, but
dude, they just see a woman, all of a sudden they just start fucking wanking at hard. Like, oh my God, I know you're naked under those clothes, you bitch, you whore.
Yeah.
Well, beep that out. You can't say that word.
Wait, whore?
You can't say whore, can you? I thought that was a naughty word.
I didn't know that. I thought it was only if it's like directed at somebody. Then
what? A bunch of fucking whores.
I don't think the bot really knows if it's directed at somebody or not.
Yeah, I don't know if the bot understands
13 minutes into a fucking podcast.
Okay.
Well, do you want my topic?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Is there like any form of media, like YouTubers or music or movies, whatever, that you used to absolutely love as like a kid or a teenager, but fucking hate now?
Newgrounds.
Wait, what?
What?
I don't know, I used to like Newgrounds when I was a kid,
but
I feel like they'd be
bro,
like,
all
fucking
I heard
boring
was
as hell now.
The very start and the very end of that, and I was like, what? Okay, Newgrounds. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I mean, who's going to be like fucking our age playing Flash games? That sounds boring as hell.
As I'm playing Tetris. in a browser.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't really consider Tetris a Flash game. I mean, Tetris is like a classic. Just because it's
we'll classify
like
classify something as a Flash game,
like a stick fight game or like one of those like.
Bro, I play stick fight on Steam. I used to play stick fight on Steam all the time.
Yeah, did we do a stick fight video together?
Yeah. Isn't that right?
Oh, you're talking about that ago. Game. Yeah, that was the first game I met Grizzy on, stick fight.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Interesting.
Very, very fun. Well, that's it. I was hoping like, you know, maybe like, yeah, I was super into like, I don't know, Five Finger Death Punch or something. Shit.
Well, I was super into Five Finger Death Punch and I'm not so much anymore.
I feel like everybody has like a band they listened to when they were a kid that they don't listen to now. I feel like that's kind of just like.
Yeah, but obvious. I mean, like, is there something that you like look back on and you specifically are like, that was horrible. I don't understand how I liked that.
Oh, you know? Probably Green Day.
Women.
Okay, dude. Green Day.
Wait, did you say women?
Yeah.
I wouldn't really consider that media, though. You said media, didn't you?
Media, yeah. Music is a form of media. What do you mean?
Well, I thought you meant like a form of media in general, not like a specific type of band or show or something like that.
Yeah, I was just curious like if there's something specific that you guys like just couldn't stand now.
Not really into cartoons anymore.
I used to like reading books, but then I realized that was cringe.
You probably just pissed off a lot of
people. Reading books is cringe.
Reading is cringe.
I think we just got stupider and we don't want to read books anymore.
Yeah, that is dude, probably, I think you've just lost the ability to read.
Yep.
Yeah, I feel like that's how a lot of kids are, though. Because when you're a kid, you're kind of forced to read books. Like, you need to read books and like for school.
I still like to read from time
to
time.
You kind of get into it, you know? Yeah, like, because the thing is with when you're a kid, you have way more of a like broader imagination. Like, you're able to imagine what's going on in the story better. So I feel like that's what kind of entices you as a kid. But when you get older, you kind of just like, the only way you can be entertained is if you're like fucked up or you're like having sex.
That's just you.
I pissed off one of my teachers one time. I pissed off one of my my teachers in high school one time because he was like, you guys don't read anymore. Social media is taking over the world. And I was like, well, what do you do? I raised my hand and I was like, so when you get on Facebook, what do you have to do to look at the post that someone made?
You read, yeah. I don't. I've never understood
dude,
that.
Everyone in the class just busted out laughing, and he was so fucking pissed. Like you could just tell he was so fucking mad. Like, yeah, it's not. I guess it's not the same as reading a fucking novel, but like you're still reading shit. Even if you're like looking at a meme, you still have to read the meme, right?
That's like people who are just like, oh, you know, nobody knows how to talk anymore because everybody just like reads everything on their phone. Like newspaper hasn't existed for hundreds of years. Like. People are like, oh, you used to like talk to somebody on the bus. It's like, definitely not. Everyone just sat on
you're
the bus.
You're reading that newspaper today and not looking at the cave paintings.
Yeah, everybody just read newspapers and hated people who weren't white. That's what you did when you were a kid. We just sit on our phone and look at Reddit memes. Like, it's I don't know. It's not any different. Yeah, I don't know. I never understood that argument. I mean, you know what? Maybe TikTok dances are a little less cultured than that. If you're just watching cancer TikToks.
At least with like, traditional kind of social media. That's weird to say. Traditional social media.
It's kind of hard to compare though because reading a fucking novel is a little bit different than reading a Facebook page. Oh, I ate a peach today. Oh, you know, like the reading is
and like
reading,
nobody spells anything correctly and it's
exactly
broken English.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, it is different, but like if you're going on to like actual good parts of social media, then
but who the fuck does that?
A lot of people, like millions of people. Yeah. Just because you follow
so
fucking Boo Boo AIDS and e-girls on Twitter doesn't mean everyone does.
Well, I know for a fact Soup follows Boo Boo AIDS. Because all he does is post Boo
Boo
AIDS.
He's not claiming he's reading Stephen Hawking novels. He's just,
no, I'm just saying
a point
that, like,
that you read.
That is a thing you can do.
Yes.
Like, not all of it, not all of social media like is bad.
Yes.
Obviously.
That's yeah,
a
no pretty shit.
A lot of it is, though, statement. Unfortunately. I see a good majority of social media is just crap.
Well, that crap is our
well,
career.
It,
so,
like, it's fucking what you choose to look at too, right? I mean, social media panders to what you're interested in. So, if it's shitty, then maybe you're interested.
Yeah,
in shitty
I guarantee
things.
Obama's timeline does not look like yours, McNasty. I can promise you that. So.
What if it did though? That'd be awesome.
I know. Yeah.
Obama just looking at
e-girls and streamers.
Yes, I do it's indulge like the, in the fine dining of cancer memes, yes.
Yes, you absolutely do. I always look forward to when you say you're going to be drinking, because I know when I wake up the next morning, I'm going to have a solid like 30 minutes of memes to look through in our group chat. I always get so stoked when I'm like about to go into bed and I see Soup is drinking. I'm just like, oh, it's going to be a good morning tomorrow.
I'm so here for your drinking, dude. It's great.
Thank you
it's
guys
like the
for
opposite of an
supporting. Supporting a bad habit.
Drink more. I want memes every morning.
Yeah, you don't drink enough. We'll see.
Your Get drinking benefits me night. A lot, so keep doing it.
What is Thank like the guys. Last novel, like serious book that y'all even read? You remember? And was it for school? Like, were you forced to do it?
Mine was Grand Design by Stephen Hawking. I read, like, I don't know, when COVID started.
Fuck. I know
but
the
now
book.
I don't know
who's
anymore.
The author? I think it's 1984 by George Orwell.
Oh, okay.
How long ago was that? High school?
That was like, no, I didn't have to read it for school. I read it out of school. Like, I didn't read the whole book. I didn't finish it. So I'm not going to sit here and act like.
My name was, hold on. I'm pretty sure I know the name, but let me check it before I.
Mine was Crime and Punishment, Dostoevsky. That is a boring ass book.
What Woo! Even is it? Was it like for high school or something, or did you just randomly go?
It was
time
for
to read this?
Oh God, no! It was for a college class, and if I had chose to read that on my own, I would have gave up like after the first third of it.
Like what? But, what do you? What is, I've never even heard of that. What is it about? Like what happened? Is it?
It sounds familiar.
Okay. Let me see if I can remember because I'm old as hell now, and that was 8 years ago.
Yeah, I guess you are like 46 years old. So
yeah. Dude,
somebody
commits,
is gonna believe that,
dude. Dude kills old woman and tries to get away with it. It's like the perfect crime and he can't live with the guilt. And it's about his mental state.
What a pussy.
And then eventually I think he turns himself in or something. Spoilers if somebody's reading this book right now. Actually, hold on a second.
Bro, ain't too nobody reading that late. Book right now.
Yeah, you can't say spoilers after.
None of our viewers are fucking able to read.
They
it
don't
doesn't
know
matter.
How to read.
Han Solo died in Star Wars. Spoiler!
Dude, I was fucking pissed about how I found that out, because I was going to go see the movie, and...
The Twitter ruins everything.
No, not even, dude, this one's the worst one. It was the week that GTA Yachts came out, and somebody named their yacht Han Solo Dies. I drove past it and was like, what the fuck, man? That was so sad. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I remember when Glenn died in The Walking Dead, and it was just all over Twitter. I was like, oh my God, see it yet.
That scene was brutal. That was such a good fucking scene. It was like, it was so disturbing because it didn't like kill him right away. He was just like, and his eyeballs popping out.
Oh, yeah, that was fucked.
You know what? That scene was too good to not be spoiled. Yeah, you should.
Shit like that.
Prison. Go to prison.
Well, the thing is, so many people watch Walking Dead. So many people watch Walking Dead that the people just always post about it. And when there's something big like that that happens, like a huge character dies.
Big chungus.
It's going to be spread
everywhere.
Was it
like that with Breaking Bad? Because I didn't watch it when it originally aired.
Not really.
I didn't really see a whole lot of... The only thing Breaking Bad I would see were like memes.
Like, well, Twitter was still like... Twitter was not popping like it is now back when Breaking Bad aired.
Yeah, that show was a bit old now, actually.
Didn't Breaking Bad come around like the same time Walking Dead did?
Not like at the very start of Walking Dead, maybe. But
I think
like when
Breaking
Glenn
Bad was
died.
Before.
2014, I think, was Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
It was before Walking Dead.
I can't believe 2014
was
old
like
for us.
There was a reference to Breaking Bad in The Walking Dead or something like that.
Breaking Bad was from 2008 to 2013. So yeah, like 2013 Twitter wasn't, you know, it is like now, where it's, you know, there's fucking everyone on it. It was still, relatively speaking, pretty small compared to like Instagram and shit.
I'll forget. Like, I recently watched like movies that I know have been around for a long time and have been spoiled, but like I just won't even know that they've, like, I know I've read spoilers of them, but I've just forgotten.
Yeah,
like, I just regressed the memory in my mind, and then
that
kind of
happens to me
the movie.
That happens to me with Family Guy. I'll see like a scene from a movie in Family Guy and have no idea what the movie is, and then I'll see the movie like 3 years later and be like, "What? I've seen that scene in Family Guy." I'm like, "Oh, that's where they got it from."
That's the most degen way.
I know
about a scene from a movie.
But the thing is, it's not like a spoiler. It's kind of just like a realization, like, oh, well,
oh,
that's
shit,
what they got
that
from.
Yeah.
More like a song or something. Because, like, the thing is with Seth MacFarlane, he's an old dude. So he, like, you know, knows a lot of, like, old 80s stuff that I haven't really seen.
Yeah.
Eventually I'll, like, see it. Also, by the way, the last movie the last book I read was Milkweed.
Kent State, their name does something for people. When people hear that you're a Kent State grad, they're like, oh yeah, I have a lot of nurses like that, and they're good nurses. They want to hire you because you're from Kent State in their nursing program. They teach the art of nursing. They teach the therapeutic communication. They teach how to really care for the person and not just knowledge. Even when it's hard in classes, even when this is a new adjustment, the school itself has the people and the support that you need to be the best nurse that you can be.
Begin at Kent State University.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
What?
What is that?
I'm not surprised.
It's about a boy in like Poland during like the World War II.
Oh.
And he like ends up like hanging around these like Jewish orphans. He has to like avoid Nazis and shit. I don't know why I read that book, but
yeah, that does not sound like a nice book to read before going to bed or something. That doesn't sound very
inspiring. Think I was reading like right after high school or something. I don't remember, but yeah.
After high school. You mean while high school is supposed to happen?
Oh,
shut the fuck up, Blarg. Your name's not even a word.
It is in Mario World, dude. Come on.
Yeah, Mario World. Crash. What is it? Ratchet and Clank. When you're puking.
Unless it's not in the fucking dictionary, it's not a word.
I think
it's all over the place.
In the dictionary.
It's a name.
Yeah, then you're shut up.
It's in the Urban Dictionary.
So I'm pretty sure mine. I don't know what mine is. I'm gonna look it up.
If you think about it, I'm the only one with actual real username here.
Soup. Yeah.
Hey, do is like poo. So
no,
there's no word in the. Oh, we were talking about this before you joined, though. By the way, ever since I've known you, whenever I go to type a word that has two O's in it, I type three. Like instinctually, my fingers go to type three instead of two.
I'm in your head, bitch.
And every single time I do, I'm like,
in your head.
Like if I type the word two, like T O O, I'll put three O's. Like,
that's two, like, so also. Cute, babe. I'm gonna kiss you.
It's annoying. I want it to stop and go away forever.
I want that too, but for the voices.
Oh, I think you're gonna say for the YouTuber.
No, the voices in my head I hear.
Anyway, have you guys ever done something terrible on accident?
Yeah, 9/11.
Maybe the voices told you to do.
No, wait, what? How was that an accident?
I want to shit in a bowl of Wendy's chili and serve it to the public.
Answer the topic.
It kind of already looks like it. Yeah. The chili already kind of looks like
shit. Have I done something accidentally that was
fucked? Sorry.
What was the question?
Yeah. Hold on. One sec real quick, because I saw like 30 comments about this. Everyone says that you have a face reveal playing guitar during a talent show. Do you want to address that?
You want to make a public statement about how fucking stupid they are and that you want to kill them?
Yeah, so you're all stupid and I want you to die.
Dude, there's probably 50 comments about, if you just do some digging, you can see that dude is playing guitar.
If you just go in your backyard and dig a hole, you'll find dude. Yeah, that's where his head is. He's in your yard. Yeah, there's a video of some kid named Eric out there on the internet at some talent show playing, I think it's Eruption or some Eddie Van Halen song. And so people think it's me because apparently his age would line up with me. Right, because I'm the only Eric that plays guitar.
Yeah,
sorry,
exactly.
McNasty.
Yeah, no, McNasty, you're kicked out of the club.
Literally one of your closest like online friends plays guitar and also named Eric.
You're out of the club.
He's sweating.
It's me. Okay, damn it, it's me. That was my talent show.
Somebody's going to believe that now.
Cool, now we can put that in the thumbnail and title and get
a lot and do it again and get another 1 out of 10. Yep, that's due, everyone. That's due. That is due right
Did
there.
Did you expose sex life and more?
What?
Yep. What sex life?
Anyway.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Okay, anyway, that is not due. And have you guys ever did something extremely horrible on accident? Like, have you ever just
hit
accidentally...
a dog.
Wait, really?
With what?
I've actually also had a dog with a vehicle. with a 9mm right to its head
until it died.
What was the backstory? Like what?
I ate an entire live hamster.
It pissed me off. Road, driving down the road, hit a dog, cry a lot, PTSD.
Did it die?
Get down tonight.
What do you fucking think, Blarg? Well, I don't talk about it.
I hit a dog. Once it ran out in front of my car and it just went, it just like the speed limit was 40 kilometers an hour. So that's probably like 20 something miles an hour. And it ran out and it just like, I heard thunk and then a little, and then it like was just sitting on the side of the road looking at me. It was completely like fine.
Well, I was freaked out though. The truck and the boat went over the dog. So,
oh no, there's a boat.
The boat.
It was like, boom, 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 boom. So,
Fido's dead as fuck.
Was the dog as wide as the truck and boat at an angle?
Dog no longer on planet.
Dog is in several small pieces.
Oh no.
It was really early and
I hope his name was Pancake.
Did you like run over the dog back up and then run over again?
The boat is attached to the vehicle, so the boat also got the dog.
Yeah, but boats usually only have like two sets of wheels.
Damn, son.
Oh, that's sad.
My family accidentally hit a dog once, and we never saw it, so we think we might have disintegrated it.
Holy shit. You didn't even stop. You just kept driving.
The forensics team couldn't find it. It's just gone.
Just a perfect time. No evidence.
I swear to God, this car was wet this morning. It's red. I don't understand.
That shit turned to mist, bro. Like, that dog ran out. We heard like a And then I looked in the rearview mirror and there was nothing.
They didn't even stop. You guys were just like,
did you ever consider that it was a ghost?
Oh. Or that ghost it was stuck to, or that it was stuck in your bumper and you dragged it for 400 miles.
It's still under your car. You look under your car today, it's just a corpse, like a dog skeleton. It's just a dog skeleton under your fucking car.
Dude, one of my friend's parents used to, whenever there was a squirrel crossing the road, he used to fucking accelerate. We'd be like driving to school at 7 a.m. and he just go on a fucking rampage.
Well, squirrels are fucking retarded, let's be honest. They, like, they want to get
so
hit.
Dumb.
They're
dumb.
Are trying to get hit.
Who accelerates? Like, he would just speed up and fucking mollywop a squirrel.
Like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you speed up or slow down. Like, the squirrel is running head first, suicidal jihadist maniac at the fucking tire. Like,
squirrel.
Dude, the squirrel is hauling ass at the tire regardless. So you may as well speed up. The outcome won't be different. The squirrel's trying to fucking kill itself, dude.
All right. Well, anything else that doesn't involve slaughtering animals with a motor vehicle?
I don't know. Something horrible. I feel like there is, but I just can't remember. Maybe I've like repressed some shit. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. I can't think of anything.
I want to mutilate an octopus.
When I was younger, I used to make my stepbrother like eat random berries off of bushes.
Why?
That was funny. I used to tell him they were like okay to eat, and he would just eat them.
I used to tell them they had omega-3 in them.
You are lucky. They said fish oil in them. Yeah, they have a full fish inside of them.
I don't know.
Fish oil berry.
He would like eat the end of like aloe vera plants and shit.
Ew.
Make him like eat shit. I don't know.
You could have fatally poisoned your
probably, yeah, no, yeah, probably. Yeah. No, he was already kind of retarded though, so I feel like it was like whatever.
Oh yeah, I'm sure you did him a lot of like favors by out. Making him eat weird shit.
Yeah.
He was, and then he grew up and got really addicted to meth. It was okay.
He got what? He got really good at
got addicted to meth. I don't think
he's kind
of
cool.
He was trying to chase the dragon of the fucking poisonous berry high his whole life.
Nothing else got him off quite like those berries.
Never came down.
You know what's funny is that he used to shit his pants, and he was like, he was like 11 or 12 or 13 when I knew him. So he was like, you shit his pants all the time. I don't know why. He would just drop a douche and it would just fall out of his shorts in the middle of like us fucking playing on scooters.
Your he's family
that maybe
is
he didn't mean to do that. Like you're saying that as he like fully was aware of him shitting himself.
I mean,
himself.
How do you just like? He didn't have like a sphincter problem. He just shit.
he probably care. Did it accidentally, bro.
Like, how do you accidentally shit though? Like a full log out of your shorts.
I did once. I
scooter.
Just, I shit myself.
I
did.
Well, yeah, once every. No, he would do flu. It like he would do it like four or five times a week, not once every couple of years.
McNasty, you made him eat poisonous berries, dude.
Yeah,
he probably couldn't fucking help it. He would do this probably needed to get his fucking stomach pumped.
He would do this before I even knew him.
Eat poisonous berries.
No, shit his pants.
Okay. I don't know what this
your
conversation
family
is getting to.
Is
I don't know.
Retarded.
Well, it's not my family. My mom was only married to him for like 5 or 6 years.
Wait, your mom was married to the shitty kid?
The stepdad.
You were making your mom's husband eat poisonous berries?
I said he was my stepmother.
Oh, I thought it was your cousin. Oh,
you said cousin.
Stepbrother.
Someone said cousin.
I said cousin because I thought that's what he said. Whatever.
No. There's a lot going on. Yeah.
But yeah, he's addicted to meth now and he has no teeth. I don't know. It's kind of funny.
I had a cousin that would lick the fucking.
That's kind of funny.
I had a cousin that would lick the fucking bird shit, like the dried off bird shit off of like a chain link fence. Oh, and God. Like it tastes like marshmallows. You should try it. And they were older. They were
retarded?
Older than me. They were older than me. They were like probably
also retarded.
They're no, no.
He shit his pants.
No.
Does he have teeth?
No.
All right, that adds up.
No, they have teeth. Right. They're fully sentient beings, conscious beings out here licking dried bird shit off of a chain link fence and trying to get me to do it. Like it tastes like marshmallows. And they were like 4 years older than me, and I'm still like, no, I will not do that. Actually,
would you do it if he put it on like s'mores?
No,
you don't think
that would defeat the purpose? Is it the fence? Is it the fence that's a problem?
I think it's the fence.
It's the fence.
Yeah, the chain link fence is stopping me. Bird shit bird. Anywhere else? Bird shit on a silver platter? That's the one for me.
Have you ever been shit on by a bird?
No, thank you. No, but my vehicle has.
Oh, wow. That's very relatable.
I got shit on by a bird on my first week of high school. My mom let me stay home. I was waiting for the bus and it shit on my shoulder. And I came in and I was like, a bird shit on me, so I'm going to shower. And she said, okay, just stay home then. I don't want you late for your first class.
I saw a girl get her face completely covered in bird shit in high school.
Ew.
What kind of bird was it? A fucking pterodactyl?
We were like, I don't know, but we had this like thing that was like yearly. It was called Day on the Green. Where like people could go up and like, it's almost like a talent show. People can go up and like play music and stuff, play guitar.
Shat on by pterodactyls in the
Okay, I'm trying to talk here, you little fucking small dude.
Can you imagine though? Little
fucking small dude. All right, I want to hear McNasty's story, but we gotta go back to this.
There was this thing that they would do every year in my high school called Day on the Green, where you would sit on the grass and like they had like a podium area where people can go up there and like play guitar or like rap or do whatever the fuck they want. And I was just sitting, just looking around. And I just look at this girl and she's like looking up, just kind of like dazed. And I just see her face just get covered in fucking bird shit. And she starts like freaking out and screaming and shit. Everybody like stops and
birds are assholes.
I would expect her to do that. I didn't expect her to just like open her mouth and start licking. Like,
she just licks her lips. She's like,
fuck. Okay. Now, when you moan, it's over.
Do you guys think cavemen got just deuces dropped on them by fucking flying dinosaurs? Yeah,
can you imagine just like a half-eaten fucking antelope landing on your like wife?
Like, what are you? It was probably actually like a dangerous thing. They probably fucking died.
Wait,
yeah.
I bet there was a caveman statistic. Like
cavemen
every
didn't
month,
live with dinosaurs.
Nine cavemen
what the hell are we
died
talking about?
To pterodactyl shits.
Cavemen and pterodactyls didn't live together. What the fuck are we talking
about? Well, not exactly pterodactyls, but you could have a very, very, very large birds because the oxygen in the atmosphere was a lot higher then, so you could have larger animals supported. So there could have been a big enough fucking bird, McNasty. You didn't need to be a pterodactyl.
Cancer.
When did we start fact-checking the shit we say?
I don't know.
When is that a thing?
I don't know. I just know that that's kind of like a general thing, and then people in the comments are going to be like, oh, you should
nobody
go
in the comments.
Nobody's
gonna care. They're going to say, big bird shit on caveman, caveman die.
Whatever. Yeah. You guys want to talk about your, like, fantasy lives and shit? Whatever. Go ahead. Go ahead.
My fantasy life of getting shit on by a massive dinosaur.
Yeah, I really was born in the wrong generation. Woe is me, bro. So jealous.
What was the caveman generation like 500 generations ago?
But they had Pink Floyd, dude. They had real music back then.
Yeah, true.
I don't know. Cavemen?
They just had rock on wall and stick kind of thing.
They had oh, wah, be, wah, mama, hoya, hoya.
Right, watch it.
That's
watch it.
Modern
watch it.
Do.
Modern do.
Omegle do Tribal that. Music Edition.
That ain't nobody watching that.
Rain dancing on Omegle, but I pretend I'm a beginner.
Rain dancing causes semen to come out of cock on Omegle.
Yeah.
Is there another topic?
Yeah. What was the weirdest thing you've ever gotten grounded for as a kid?
Dry humping a walrus.
I almost believe that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you did.
Eating chicken nuggets backwards.
What you put them in your ass and throw them up in 20 hours?
Backwards.
Butt chugging chicken nuggets.
Butt chugging McDonald's sweet and sour sauce.
No butt chugging at the dinner table.
Did any of you guys have parents that grounded you a lot? Because mine really did.
I didn't really do anything wrong.
It was usually for things that were like necessary to ground me for, you know, bad grades or like
same.
Cussing
Littering
or something.
A homeless guy, yeah, you know, all that stuff.
Manslaughter, just the usual.
One of my friends, all the way, even in fucking high school, he was a real weird dude, but his family was like, they were fucked, man. They were so weird. But he used to get grounded for being sick. So if he had to stay home from school because he was throwing up, his mom would ground him and take away his electronics for like a month. It was the most bizarre fucking thing. It made no
sounds
sense.
Sounds like child abuse.
I had something kind of similar like that. Like, not for a fucking month if I got sick, but like My mom would be like, if you're really sick, you can stay home, but you're not allowed to play your games.
Just to make sure you're taking it.
Yeah. It's like, I'd rather be in school sick and get everyone else sick than.
I'd rather just cough on my teacher and then have a substitute for a week.
I'd rather give the teacher Rona. I have to stay home and can't play Pac-Man. God damn it.
Is that what you played when you were a kid? Pac-Man?
Sometimes, yeah.
You didn't play Pac-Man ever? McMaster?
I had a game. It was like a PS1 game where you were like in a museum and you can walk around and go up to like different arcade games and just start playing those games. I can't remember what the game was called, but it was like a game. Yeah, it was like a game within a game. Gameception.
Whoa. That's deep.
Yeah, you could play like you play like Dig Dug. They had Pac-Man.
Oh, I loved Dig Dug, dude.
Dig Dug was fucking cool. I loved Dig Dug. Racer X. Did you ever play Racer X?
Yes. No, but it's a good band.
That game is... No, that game was cool, though.
You ever played Chicken Foot?
No.
No, so,
I don't even know if that's a game. I just know it's a band.
That's a band, yeah. Isn't like Joe Satriani's band for like a year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had that band for a very short period.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, and it had fucking what's the singer's name?
Sammy Hagar.
Sammy Hagar, there you go. Yeah, Sammy Hendrix.
Sammy Geege. Ham Sandwich.
So how you guys doing?
Why do you keep asking us that? Yeah,
I thought you were in the middle of a
because that's how normal podcasts are. We you say, hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, I'm a big fan of your work. How you doing? My name's Obama, the Obama podcast.
Did your guys' parents let you like stay home on COD release dates or like DLC
Fuck
or anything?
Yeah, dude.
No,
really?
Yeah,
dude, my parents. They did it a pretty fucking cool way. If I was being honest about, like, anything, they'd usually let me do it. If I was like, Mom, I want to stay home and play video games because new COD comes out and two of my friends are staying home. So like, okay, that's fine.
Yep.
But, like, if I tried to lie about it, belt.
The goat skin was taken out.
Yeah.
The entire goat back.
The entire goat, not even the skin.
The goat exoskeleton was
used as a whip. You just put a goat in your room and lock the door and you just have to like deal with the goat in your room all day.
Dip the daycare a goat.
They release a fucking bull in your room and you have to kill it to earn their love back.
They feed it diuretics so it shits everywhere.
Oh, God.
Kent State, their name does something for people. When people hear that you're a Kent State grad, they're like, oh yeah, I have a lot of nurses like that, and they're good nurses. They want to hire you because you're from Kent State in their nursing program. They teach the art of nursing. They teach the therapeutic communication. They teach how to really care for the person and not just knowledge. Even when it's hard in classes, even when this is a new adjustment, the school itself has the people and the support that you need to be the best nurse that you can be.
Begin at Kent State University.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Diuretics.
I don't even remember what I asked anymore.
Diuretics. You can stay home to play Call of Duty. Oh, must kill fucking live ball.
There
first.
We go. Yeah.
You'll earn your kills.
Yeah, I'd probably just go to school and play when I get home if that was the case.
If you could fuck a bullfrog without going to jail, would you?
I think that's something that you could easily get away with.
Nobody indulge him in this topic, please.
Indulge.
I don't want to talk about something I do a lot. So,
is that like when you name the bullfrog Dulge? And you go in it? Indulge?
I don't want to indulge.
I
want to
go indulge the bullfrog.
Have you guys ever seen a fucking cane toad?
Yeah.
Aren't those like the big flat ones?
Dude, they're fucking...
like plates.
Those are the big mamas, right?
Dude, they're massive. I saw the first one I've ever seen was in Cuba. And it was sitting on a sidewalk.
All right.
I thought it was a cat. Because it was like pitch black. And I just saw this massive, like, lump. I thought it was a cat. Like, you know when they, like, sit on their paws and they just, like, look like a loaf of bread?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was doing that, but I got closer and it's a fucking massive-ass toad. Those things are fucking
dude,
huge.
Frogs are fucking awesome.
I fucking love frogs, dude. What is it about frogs that makes them so cool?
Because they look like they're fucking stupid motherfuckers.
They just look
they
funny.
Are.
Yeah.
They just have big wide mouths. Ribbit. That's all they do.
They're like balls of shit that eat flies, and they're like.
But like the weird thing about frogs is, I don't want to pick up and hold a frog. I just want to like look at it.
Yeah, I don't want to like pet a frog and be like,
"Frogs
who's a good
are like
boy?
Slimy and rough." You know? Like a worst combination of like senses.
Yeah, it feels like a turd, kind of. Dude, yeah. Big green turd that makes noises.
Look at the size of this fella.
What a perfect way to describe a frog. That should be like the description in the dictionary. Big green turd that makes noises.
Holy shit.
Look at the
size
of that
big
fella.
Mama.
That's a
it looks like a turtle without a shell.
It looks like a cat, but he shaved him and he also has AIDS. I don't know. They're
looks
fucking...
like a Pixar film.
It looks like a... it looks like a dark seasoned
it doesn't look real.
Lamb chop or something.
Yeah, dude, that toad looks like it's been baked over like a fire.
It's toasted. It's toasted.
Fire roasted toad.
Toasted.
Dude, frogs fucking smell.
How you doing?
Toadstool.
Okay.
How you doing? Did you say that right now, dude? Yeah. So how you doing? Just do that every time there's like a silence for more than like a second and a half.
Did you guys ever have pet turtles?
No.
I had pet snails.
I had a pet cooter one time.
A pet cooter?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
It's a turtle.
Oh. Cooter turtle?
Turtle?
Just cooter.
Turtle.
Was that his name? Was that the brand?
No, I named him Squirrel. I named him Squirrel.
Turtle. What name brand is that turtle?
I mean, the
cooter
breed.
Is just another way of saying turtle.
What? Cooter means pussy.
It means turtle, too.
What?
Have some cooter stew, baby.
Cooter?
So you could say, man, I want some cooter, and you could be saying you want turtle pussy.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, I don't know if that should happen often in conversation, too.
I should have just named that Bowser, and Mario just named him Cooter.
King Cooter.
King Cooter, yeah.
Cooter Palace.
That literally sounds like a name of a brothel.
Cooter Palace.
Cooter Palace sounds like a nasty fucking brothel. Cooter Palace. I ain't never going there, Chief.
Yeah, that's like stinking. A place where you'd eat like well done steak and watch strippers. Like, it just would not be a good place.
Sounds gross.
I mean, well done steak like a well done burger.
Like a chicken wing that's been fried so much the chicken is no longer even chicken. It is just
it's just breading.
On a fried Oreo that's just a piece of charcoal.
Oh.
You like charcoal or Oreos?
Oreos.
You guys like, you guys ever have like fair food?
Unfortunately.
Shit's pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't think
it's
I've
weird.
Ever
like
had
it's
fair
good,
food.
But like it's not something you want to eat all the time. Kind of makes you like sick.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I
had
mean,
a blooming onion
a
once
truck.
And I threw it up.
I love blooming onions. So yummy. So tasty.
Blooming onions are good. Have you ever had a blooming onion, though, where like the center middle is kind of like not cooked all the way? And there's still kind of like the powder.
It's just onion.
Yeah, it's like onion and then like the uncooked powder and like lard mix or whatever. Ugh.
Larva.
That's gross.
No, yeah, I've never had that. Lit. I've never had a blooming onion.
Yeah, fairs are kind of weird. Like, dude, why do they serve the most fucked up food just for you to get on like a roller coaster and puke it all up?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's weird. But it's like, I mean, how would you feel going to a fair and having to eat like an
celery.
Egg white frittata or something? You know?
Just a stick of celery.
Yeah.
Get your celery, hot celery here.
Like some carrots with some vinaigrette dipping. Like, nobody's going to want to eat that at a fucking fair.
The vegan fair be like.
Yeah. What are you drinking over there, Blarge?
Some water. Sorry. I forgot my Christian meat doesn't work.
It's very tin sounding water you got going on.
Yeah, whenever it like goes back to the bottom, it sounds like somebody shit in like a prison toilet. Hold on.
Oh,
that's really good.
Brutal.
It sounds like a fucking like
it's like very metally
2 pound log just landing in a prison toilet.
Like you can tell that sound is happening within metal.
Yeah,
that's why
y'all wouldn't believe the log I let out yesterday.
Oh God, let us hear about it.
Is this where we're going for topics?
Y'all ever had a shit so long that it starts in the bottom of the toilet and it like is so long that it's out of the water?
Uh huh.
Paul, pretty much every time I shit. That's how you know you had a good shit, man.
Bro.
When I was eating really badly, that would happen to me all the time.
What are you saying?
Oh, I don't know. Just whenever I'm like dieting, I don't really shit. Like, I don't have massive shits whenever I'm like on a diet. But if I'm eating like
maybe
pizza
you were
and
just
shit.
Backed then, up, dude.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Do you take pictures of your shit and like send it to people?
Do you want me to?
No. I was saying, do you do that?
I can start. Is that a request?
I mean, please, I no. guess, yeah.
Just set up a private chat with him. I don't want to see that in the morning. I just want to see
if it's
drunk
like
memes.
A log. If it's a log turd, I don't mind seeing those. But if it's like a pile of diarrhea, like I don't want to see that. Those okay. ones make my stomach hurt.
I have written down your preference.
Yeah, but if it's like a big log,
I
long
hope you pass
log,
away and someone reads what you've wrote down. Send a log pics
long,
to
slinky
McNasty.
Log to McNasty.
his last
you put
wish.
That in your will. Send
okay,
McNasty
but is that not
one
true? Like,
slinky log.
Like if you see a turd and it's just like a hard turd, it doesn't bother you really. If you see like a pile
right.
of just
well,
like green goo,
where
going
it
around
is,
looking
McNasty.
At fucking pictures of shit.
Yeah, it depends where this turd is. If this turd is on my dinner plate, no, I'm not going to be okay with it. I'm going to be a little upset. But yeah, you know, if it's in a concert, you know, porta potty, I'm not going to fucking freak out about it.
If it's just in a fucking toilet, that's what I mean, in a toilet. I know that you guys have seen turds in a toilet before. Doesn't mean you
no.
constantly want to see them.
No, I'm like, nasty. I've lived fucking 23 years and never seen a turd in a toilet.
Oh, man, the shit that you've like posted and said, I know you've seen some turds in toilets.
Turds and toilets. We should rename the podcast.
TNT. Turds and toilets.
Oh, my God.
We should do it.
I'm not going to lie. I just took a sip of water just then, and it didn't feel right, like, going into my mouth.
You were
like,
just thinking about turd water.
I was hesitant to drink that.
Did you think it was toilet water after a big old turd's been sitting in there?
Yes.
We should do a Discord where we just look right. at turds and toilets.
Random. I'm not doing that.
Why? Come on, that's a fun time with the boys. Okay, we can play Siege on the side, and then we'll like look at that on our other monitors.
No, I'm okay.
No.
What you think I'm doing now?
Dude's just looking up
probably
shit
playing RuneScape.
While we sit here. Yeah.
Correct, McNasty.
Are you really?
I'm playing the Temporos minigame. Gotta get that fishing barrel, bro.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, baby.
It's so weird that chat. You guys can, like, do, like, I feel like I can't focus on talking and, like,
oh, it's mindless
about
as hell,
about.
Though. It's not anything I have to focus on at all. Unlike Tetris, which requires insane concentration, which really speaks to the genius of
Are
Dallas,
you still playing
honestly.
Tetris Soup?
What?
Exactly.
I think that was a yes.
Yeah.
Nah, actually, I was looking at topics. Wow. Did you guys ever go gator fucking hunting?
What?
What?
Yeah.
Gay hunting?
Oh, I think would you go gay or fucking hunting?
Yeah, that's where I was like,
would you rather go gay or hunt?
Yeah, probably.
What's the difference?
Probably gay. Oh, weird question.
Would you ever fucking like tackle a gator?
Fuck no, dude.
Dude, we should all go together and like fucking catch a gator.
No.
There is going to be one less goon after that.
You want it to happen. Chat, you want it to happen.
I love
that. Yeah, I like that word, not chat. Nobody's streaming, and it's always chat. It's never
chat.
A comment section.
Hey, chat!
Dude, they would love for us to go fucking wrangle a gator out of the fucking Everglades.
I'm sure. I'm sure they would
love
to see us fall from a fucking plane onto the planet, but that's not going
to
happen.
You wouldn't skydive?
Oh, hell no.
You guys are fucking pussies, dude.
I feel like...
Yes.
I mean, I'm kind of afraid of heights when it comes to, like, climbing up to something high.
I'm afraid of height.
But I feel like...
Where's the highest you've climbed? A fucking stepping stool, McNasty?
On top of a roof?
Fuck you.
I've been on a roof before.
I'm going to kill you. You're skydiving with me.
You didn't let me finish that sentence, though. I said I have a fear of heights when it comes to like climbing real high, but I feel like being high up in the sky wouldn't really like... I don't know, because there's like a... You know, if you fall off of a roof, you're probably going to damage the fuck out of yourself. If you fall out of a plane with a parachute, you're going to be perfectly fine.
Have you ever been
Debatable.
On an airplane?
No, I actually never flown in my life.
You've never flown?
What?
Never flown.
Wow.
Never flown, never flown.
Well, the first time is scary as fuck.
I don't know why I had to sing that.
I ain't never flown in a plane.
I had to go like Pearl Jam. Never flown, never flown.
I can't fly.
Never been on a plane. Yeah. No, but like,
would you skydive, though?
No.
I feel like I would. I feel like I'd be down to do that. Just
I feel like we'd have like, to get you on a plane first, see how you do with the plane.
That would be step one, yeah.
I just
first
I don't
time
really...
on a plane, fucking skydives, dude. You would be a badass.
That'd I mean, I understand. Sick. I understand like the safeness of planes. So I don't. I feel like it would never.
Dude, oh, yeah, the big insane. Metal fucking bird flying through the sky that can blow up.
Yeah, but you have, like, you have like a thousand times chance of getting in a car crash than you do a plane
that is true.
Crashing.
But you also have a thousand times more of a chance of surviving a car crash than a plane crash, though.
Yeah, but like at that point, I'd probably rather just like explode and be red mist rather than like, yeah, my right leg is 10 feet
in
over
my
there.
Chest.
Yeah, and my neck doesn't work. Like I'm good.
You would be in a state of shock though before any of that set in. Like, you wouldn't be looking at your fucking leg like an MW2 cutscene.
You'd probably be passed out. Yeah, if I were to guess.
Well, I don't know. Just after seeing what happened to, you know, one of my close friends who got hit by a car, car accidents are just nah.
I wonder if there's some kind of clause where, like, if you get really fucked up in a car accident and you're just, like, completely mangled, but you're still alive. I wonder if there's some kind of clause where you can just be like, yeah, I just want to die. Just like,
well, if you're in a coma, you can, request like to not be resuscitated, or like if your heart stops or anything, you could just like request where they let you die. Like usually you have to sign a consent form beforehand, but people that don't, like, there's people
how do
that
you
will
sign
like,
a consent form. Like I'm planning on going into a coma.
No. It's
like a will ahead of time. Like if you don't want to be on life support or that kind of a thing, you can. Yeah.
Or something that you just tell your family too.
Surely that's kind of fucked though, because I don't know. I feel like people would probably. Sign something like that and then probably regret it.
Yeah.
Like, I would only ever do that if it meant that me being alive means that I can't like live a normal life. Like if I lose all my fucking limbs or something or like, you know, shit like that, I'm just like, I'd just rather die.
Oh, yeah. If I'm a human chicken nugget and I just like, I'm just a torso and a head. Yeah. Nah, just like, nah, I'm good dog. But there is one, like going back to the do not resuscitate thing. Some dude had like an edgy tattoo on his chest that said do not resuscitate. And he got in a car accident, was in a coma, and they genuinely didn't know what to do with him because they didn't know if that tattoo was just like, you know, an edgy saying or like if that was a genuine request.
Bullshit.
To not be
that's not a real fucking
it is
story.
100% a
real
story.
That is not a
real
fucking story, Blarg.
I'll find the article for you right now.
That's a real story.
I will find the article for you right now.
Oh my God. So if I got into a coma and I had a tattoo that was like, cut off my leg and send it to fucking Nicolas Cage. Is that what they're going to do?
Here it is. CNN article.
There's no way! What the fuck? I'm getting the most fucked tattoo and getting in a coma on purpose.
Whoops, that's a frog.
Now.
Hold on. Sorry, that's a frog. There's the article.
There's no way.
What the fuck?
Stop posting the picture of the fucking frog.
There's just three massive burnt frogs.
Blarg is trolling right now, dude. Blarg is fucking trolling.
I'm not. Dude, I hit copy.
Oh, here, I found it. I found it.
There! Fuck me! Dude, I swear to God, I hit copy and paste on that link 4 times and it kept posting the frog. There you go. There's the link. I'm posting
that's
here.
That's so fucked. How is that a real thing?
That's a real story. Fun fact.
How? How is that allowed?
I actually don't know how it ended up. Did they kill him?
Well, he's 70 years old, so
he died. So don't get a tattoo if you actually want to be resuscitated.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like if you're fucking 70, dude.
Oh,
like,
yeah, at that point, you've lived your good life.
I don't even know if the tattoo had anything to do with it.
Yeah,
like,
at
he's 70 and mangled.
You're going to be shitting in a diaper anyway.
Yeah.
That's another thing I wouldn't want to have to live with is, like, having, like, a, like, colon cancer where they have to, like, remove your colon and you just have to shit in a bag. Like, I'd rather just die after that.
That'd be epic, actually. I'd take all the bags and chunk them at people.
I think that's probably illegal. I don't think you're allowed to do that.
Oh,
definitely. One of my dad's friends had that, and, like, it really, honestly, didn't seem that bad once he adjusted. Like, it's not like an external bag that's just sitting there full of shit all day. Like it's a aww. Relatively sanitary process.
Oh, that's.
I'm sorry you're disappointed by his quality of life. I'll ask him to just tape a Ziploc bag to his fucking stomach.
We live in a good scientific period of time. I feel like that they've invented a way where we don't have to shit into an actual Ziploc bag and then
it's not
dispose of it randomly. We're a little more sanitary.
It's like
than
walking
that.
Down to McDonald's, you just drop in somebody's bag real quick, boom.
That's fucked.
God. Motherfucker.
Man. What's the process on that like? I don't want to know. I don't know why I'm asking.
It oozes out.
I'm pretty sure it's not coming out of your butthole, is it?
No, I'm pretty sure it just like attaches to where your colon would be and like slowly as you eat, like fills up and then you get rid of it like when you would shit.
Yeah. Pretty gross.
Well, I'm glad that I asked that question.
Yeah, I don't know. I can, you know what? I can ask him. He's pretty cool about it. I'll ask him next time I see him and I'll get back to you. He's pretty open about his little shitty bag.
His shitty little, bitch bag.
His little dookie bag.
Alright, it's about that time.
It's about
is that what we're ending?
Yeah, can we have
one positive conversation before that?
So Hank is doing.
Okay, let's end.
No, chocolate really, meat.
Like genuinely, how you guys been doing lately? Good? Mentally good? You've been working on anything? Anything new?
Do not resuscitate.
Ordering a new car tomorrow.
New car, new rims.
Everything's good.
New aids.
What about you, Do? Are you working on anything other than Omegle? Anything, any new projects in the future coming up?
I got some music I've been working on with some people. That'll be pretty exciting.
You singing or guitar?
In this one, it's all vocals. We're having some other guy make the track. It's going to be a Dance Gavin Dance style track.
Ooh,
Michael Jackson.
I haven't heard them since I was like 13, so I don't really remember how they sound.
Dude, I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool. I'm going to try to do some screaming in it if I can ever project.
Are you going to be the Tillian of it? Or
I'm like, going to be the Tillian, and Mr. Yes. Gibson is going to be the other guy that screams his lungs off.
Hell yeah. That's
do you have anybody in that group that can do like really brutal like death metal vocals?
Spoon can do really good screams.
Yeah, Spoon will randomly send me Discord DMs that are just like tracks of him screaming, and it's like, dude, this is badass.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah, he has a really good like grasp on his the depth of his voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what about you, Soup? Anything in the works other than offensive memes on Rainbow Six Siege or GTA or something?
Yeah, I'm working on music as well.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I think you told me that.
Or guys,
I want music. Music is fun. Music is fun.
You guys really working on a new album or?
Yeah, dude, it's going to be a two-man project this time. We don't have a bass
it's a
player. Two-mad. Yeah, Two Mad's going to be playing the bongos on it.
It's a Two Mad project. I am
two
really
mad's
excited
gonna be playing
for
the African drum on it. Yeah. No. Yeah, it's just going to be me and my friend Brady doing it this time. Like, we don't have a bass player or a drummer anymore.
Really? That's awesome.
Yep.
Are you going to play the bass or something instead?
Yeah, I'm doing the bass, rhythm guitar, and vocals, and my friend Brady is doing lead guitar and some of the rhythms and the drums.
Damn. Yeah. Well, good luck. That's a lot of fucking work.
And probably some of the bass, too. We're like shifting off and like taking turns doing different shit. But that's pretty fun, though.
That'd be fun as hell.
Nothing really changes, though, because, I mean, we're the ones that write all the music anyway.
Oh,
so.
Did you guys like produce it all anyway yourselves?
We're the two that do all of it anyway. So it doesn't really change much of anything.
That's fun as hell, though.
It's gonna be interesting.
You should have Duke come in and like sing one of your songs or like sing a part of your song. Like you're screaming your ass off, and he just comes in like
maybe one day. I kind of like to kind of keep it separated because I don't know.
You
I like
absolutely should.
Yeah.
I like the music thing to kind of be a little more serious. I don't really want people to
associate it with your channel in any way.
I'd rather it be more of a separate thing. I wouldn't be opposed to having Do like come be on a song. Like I don't have anything wrong with that, but like
I'm surprised you didn't take like the Tenacious D like route where you kind of went like serious but kind of funny at the same time. You know what I mean?
But like, I don't like Tenacious D for that reason. I can't listen to anything like that.
Yeah, like, I don't really like, funny shit is okay sometimes when it comes to music, but I like more serious music.
Yeah, like, if I actually want to sit down and listen to music, I'm not going to go listen to
Tenacious D.
Yeah, I'd rather go listen to something like...
Really,
that's
weird, because I like the band Steel Panther. I actively listen to them pretty regularly.
Yeah, they're a great band, but that's not, like, usually something I gravitate towards, like, if I'm just by myself listening to, like, the radio or something.
Yeah,
oh, exactly. Yeah, no, yeah, 100%. Yeah, but it's still, you know, just to hear, like, fat girl just like on your fucking Spotify playlist or
that's
something.
More something I listen to if I'm like with friends and we're just being
memeing
retards.
Like I don't know.
Understandable.
All right, well, should we wrap it up?
Yeah,
let's wrap it up on music. New music from Do and Slackjaw.
All right, Mr.
Be excited. Shit your pants
on Twitter and tweet it at McNasty only, no one else.
Don't fucking do that.
I'm gonna block
all of you who do that.
They will absolutely do that.
There was somebody that sent me a tweet there. They replied to my tweet, and it was a girl like about to pull her pants down, and she just had shit all over her ass, and I was like, oh my fucking god, fuck this.
McNasty went and jerked off immediately. Super on the intro.
I just kept it on repeat.
Download on Spotify. You guys are crushing it. You fucking you fucking legendary.
That was called a slur.
Yeah, I was very close to calling.
Anytime you go to like that voice, I'm like, oh my god, he's gonna say it.
It's gonna be the day. He's gonna do it.
Download on Spotify, like, comment some stuff, subscribe to us.
My name is Molly, and I'm a political science major at Kent State University. Kent State has these core values, kindness, respect, and purpose in all we do. Ever since I was old enough to understand the legal system, I've wanted to help serve justice, and I would like to be a prosecutor for the city of Cleveland and then hopefully move up to the county in the Justice Center downtown. Kindness and respect go a long way. As a prosecutor, you have to be kind to all parties of the courtroom to truly help everybody involved.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.